Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. A shooting in Jackson County on Tuesday left one person injured and hospitalized. Jackson County Sheriff Rocky Harnon says the shooting happened in the 300 block of County Road 10. The victim was shot, taken to a local hospital. Authorities say the victim's injuries not expected to be life-threatening. Deputies continue to investigate the circumstances around the shooting. No additional information about a possible suspect or others involved has been released at this time. Ace Hardware in Lookout Valley is looking for the public's help after theft and property damage that happened Sunday night. The business says several individuals arrived about 8:30 in the evening with an empty pickup truck and later left with that bed filled with items allegedly taken from the property. Chains and barriers at entrances to the business were also reportedly broken during the incident. Anyone with any information encouraged to contact the Chattanooga Police Department. Photos of the truck believed to be involved are available now at discoverday.com. Dade County residents will have a couple of opportunities tomorrow to comment on the county's proposed property tax millage rate. The Dade County Board of Commissioners holding public hearings at 11 o'clock and 6 o'clock tomorrow in the Commissioners' public meeting room at the Dade County Admin Building. According to the county's Tax Digest notice, the unincorporated millage rate is proposed to remain at 7.5 mils, the same as last year. Even with the unincorporated rate remaining unchanged, growth in the Tax Digest is expected to increase county property tax collections. The county's combined net maintenance and operations taxes are projected at about $5.68 million, an increase of about $318,500 over last year. The county is scheduled to set the millage rate at a meeting on August 20th at 4:30 in the afternoon. Nearly four decades after construction was stopped, the unfinished Bellefonte nuclear plant in Jackson County is once again being considered for possible nuclear power generation. TVA is evaluating the Bellefonte property as electricity demand continues to grow across the region. Recent discussions have centered on small modular reactors. Congressman Dale Strong, whose district includes Jackson County, is supporting renewed nuclear development at Bellefonte, saying the site could become an important asset in meeting the TVA's growing power needs. TVA began building two reactors at Bellefonte in the 1970s, but construction stopped in 1988 and the plant never generated power. TVA says no final decision has been made to build new reactors at Bellefonte, and any nuclear project would still require extensive planning and regulatory approval. And Game 3 of the Braves series with the Mets coming up tonight at Truist Park. We'll have that broadcast for you starting with the Ford Leadoff Show at 6 o'clock this evening. First pitch from Truist at 7:15 tonight. The Braves have the day off tomorrow before they're set for a three-game weekend series at home against Arizona. Catch every Atlanta Braves game right here on Classic Hits KWIN. Stay up to date 24-7 at our website, discoverday.com, and all day long here on the radio at 101.3, 104.3, and 106.1 FM and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.